I'm glad to share our work on improving the performance of graph query processing with advanced hardware features. This is a joint work with my students, Siyuan Chang and Collider Haibo. Graph structure is widely used to model the linked data in many areas, such as the social network, e-commerce, and the knowledge graph. Online query, graph query plays a vital role for searching, mining, and reasoning linked data. RDF is a recommended standard to represent the linked data on the web. It has been used in many public knowledge and knowledge graph, Google. Okay. Specifically, RDF is a set of triples. Each one consists of the subject, predicate, and object. To construct a RDF graph, each triple can be regarded as a direct edger labeled with the predicate and connecting two vertices from the subject to the object. Like the Rong is a teacher of the DS course. The sample RDF graph describes relationships among the professors, students, and courses. SparkQ is a standard query language for the RDF dataset. A SparkQ query consists of several triple patterns, which are used to match subgraphs from the RDF graph. And the triple pattern looks like a normal triple, except any constant can be replaced by a variable. The sample query asks for the professors, courses, and the students, such that the professor advises the student who also takes a course taught by the professor. This is the matching result on the sample graph. We found that the SparkQ query can be classified into two types, namely the heavy and the light queries. The heavy query usually starts from a set of vertices and explore a large part of the RDF graph. The previous sample query is a typical heavy one. Okay, it starts from all the professors. And then traversal through the courses view the predicate teach off according to the first triple pattern. Okay. And it will continue to explore the graph according to the triple patterns one by one and get the result. The final result may be few, but most of the vertices and edges will be touched. On the contrary, the light queries usually start from a given vertex and only explore a small part of the graph. The sample light query will retrieve my students who take the OS course. It will start from the vertex row and only touch a few vertices and edges. Due to the entirely different behaviors of the heavy and the light queries, the query latency differences could reach several thousands of times. For example, in the ALBM benchmark, the number is more than 3,000 in Prio systems. Okay, because the heavy query needs to explore 10 millions of passes, while the light query only explores 10 passes. It's clear that the Prio systems are incompetent to handle heavy query efficiently. Even worse, when facing concurrent queries, the heavy query will significantly impair the performance of light queries in both latency and the throughput. For example, when the concurrent workload only has the light queries, you will find the latency and the throughput are quite well in Prio systems. However, even 0.1% of query is heavy in the concurrent workload. The performance of the light queries will dramatically drop. Since the heavy query will block the light queries and cause them waiting in the queue for a long time. Therefore, the poor performance when facing hybrid concurrent workload is another problem in existing systems. Commonly, the advanced hardware brings us new opportunity to redesign systems for high performance. In this work, we focus to the first is GPU. Now it's common to see the machines in the modern day center equipped with both CPUs and the GPUs. GPU can provide higher power reason with thousands of cores and a higher memory bandwidth. The second is RDMA network. It also becomes popular in modern data center, which can provide low latency and high bandwidths for cross-machine communication by enabling the direct memory access to remote machines. The general idea is quite straightforward. Using heterogeneous hardware to accelerate the heterogeneous query processing, namely running light queries on CPU and heavy queries on GPUs. Since our preview work, Wukong can handle light queries on CPU very well, so in this work, we mainly focus on how to process heavy queries on the GPU efficiently, and preserving good performance when facing hybrid concurrent workloads. Wukong G is a distributed graph query system that can leverage CPU, GPU to handle hybrid workload. It extends the Wukong with three designs and achieves notable performance improvement. We follow the Wukong's architecture and also suppose that clients can send SparkQ queries concurrently to the servers, which are connected by the RDMA networks. And each server contains a query engine and an in-memory graph store. The query engine employs a worker thread model by launching n worker threads on n CPU cores. And each worker thread will execute one query at a time. The in-memory graph store will shared by all worker threads. Differently, Wukong G supposes that every server has both CPU and the GPU, and dedicate one CPU core to run an agent thread. It will assist the query processing on the GPU for heavy queries. And the GPU memory is used to cache the graph store. We start from the query processing on the CPU. The worker thread will run one query at a time by processing triple patterns one by one. And the bindings of the variables will be appended to the history table, which stores the result of the query. Now, suppose the worker thread starts to run the second triple pattern. The bindings of X and Y variable have ready in the history table. And now we are going to find the bindings of Z by exploring from the Y to Z along the predicate take course. The worker thread will combine the bindings of Y with the predicate take course as the key to retrieve the values from the graph store and append them to the history table. All bindings of Y will be processed in sequence. An important observation to support leveraging GPU to accelerate the graph query processing is all of the traversal passes can be exploited independently. The main idea is to decouple the control flow and the data flow of the query processing. And the agent thread on CPU will only in charge of the control flow to schedule the execution of the triple patterns for a query. It will trigger the worker thread on the GPUs to do the actual work traversal and in parallel for each triple pattern. And before that, the agent thread will also need to prefetch all involved data to the key value store to the GPU memory. This query processing on the GPU looks quite intuitive. However, it faces three challenges. First, it is common that the server class machines equipped with several hundreds gigabytes of CPU memory. However, the size of GPU memory is much smaller, usually less than 16 gigabytes. And the second is the data transfer between the CPU and the GPU memory needs to go through the PCIe bus, which has limited bandwidth. Finally, with the growth of data set, we have to store the RDF data to the multiple machines and support the distributed query processing on multiple machines. So the cross-GPU communication is unavoidable. However, the data transfer between the GPU memory must go through the CPU memory. with a long communication path and many unnecessary copy from the GPU memory to the CPU memory. I will introduce our designs to address three challenges and start from the smart state perfection. For a large data set, the GPU memory is not enough to host the entire graph. For example, a small LBM data set has exceeded 16 gigabytes. Loading it to the GPU memory will result in out of memory. Fortunately, we observed that one query will only touch a part of the graph, and the predicate of a triple pattern is known. It means that we only need to prefetch the triples with the predicate involved in a query, which can significantly reduce the memory footprint of a query. In our case, the number of memory footprint will decrease to the 5.6 gigabytes. But it's still not enough, since some query may have many triple patterns with different predicates. So we further observe that the triple patterns of a query will be executed in sequence. It implies that we can further reduce the demand of GPU memory to the pattern level, namely the size of the largest predicate used by the query. In our case, it's only 2.9 gigabytes is required. Moreover, a software pipeline could be used to overlap the execution of the current triple pattern with the data prefetching for the next triple pattern. However, the prefetching several gigabyte triples is still time-consuming and hard to be overlapped by a short execution time. Therefore, we should treat the GPU memory as a cache shared by all queries, and the triples with the same predicate should be split into blocks. And a good cache replacement policy in the block level can further reduce the size of the data transfer and release the benefit of the software pipeline. Still using the cases, even with only 6 gigabytes the GPU memory, the total size of data transfer can be reduced to the 0.7 gigabytes. Next, I will introduce how to redesign the graph store to support the smart data prefetching and build an efficient cache on the GPU memory. The original key-value-based graph store in Wukong is highly optimized for the graph traversal in both local and remote access. A single vertex is split into multiple key-value pairs based on the predicate. Specifically, a combination of the vertex, predicate, and the direction is fed to a hash function to generate the key. This design also provides the possibility to prefetch all triples with the with a certain predicate. In the example store, we use the same color to show the triples with the same predicate and direction. However, it's easy to see that the triples with the same predicate are sprinkled all over the store. So it means that the cost of prefetching data for a triple pattern is extremely high and even impossible in the current structure. Thus, we need to rebuild the store, but preserving the advantages for the query processing on the CPU. The solution is surprisingly simple and effective. We group all triples with the same predicate into a segment, and only feed the vertex to the hash function to generate key within the segment. And we configure segments with different size to ensure that all segments have a similar occupancy rate. And in this design, the segment enables the data prefetching in batch, and the hash structure will preserve the lookup efficiency. The occupancy rate of the segment further provide a trade-off between the prefetching cost and the lookup overhead. To support fine-grained data swapping between the RDF store and the cache, we further split predicate segment into a fixed size blocks and swap in and out date in block granularity. We further use pairwise caching to swap in and out related key and value blocks together and propose a look-ahead replacement policy to improve the utilization of cache on the GPU. Please see our paper for details. Finally, I will briefly explain how to reduce the communication cost for distributed query processing on GPUs. Following the Wukong's design, we adopt the fork join mode to run a single query on multiple machines by forking the subjobs on remote machines. Therefore, the metadata and the intermediate result of the query should be sent to the remote machines, and the final result should be sent back. Differently now, the immediate and the final result will be hosted in the GPU memory by heavy queries. Thus, a naive implementation will be first transferred intermediate result from the GPU memory to the CPU memory, and then send it with the metadata to the remote CPU memory using RDMA. And the intermediate result will be transferred to the remote GPU memory finally. And the final result will be sent back to the local CPU memory passed through the remote CPU memory. The long communication path will definitely increase the query latency. Fortunately, GPU direct RDMA provided by NVIDIA allows to directly transfer data from the local GPU memory to the remote CPU or GPU memory. To leverage it, we decouple the transferring of the query metadata and the date using different approaches to send them in parallel. We still use the native RDMA to send the metadata between the local and the remote CPU memory, while the direct GPU direct RDMA to send intermediate result between the local and the remote GPU memory. And the send back the final result from the remote GPU memory to the local CPU memory. The heterogeneous RDMA communication will distinctly shorten the communication path and avoid unnecessary copy between the local CPU and the GPU memory. The last is some experimental results. We compare Wukong G with the state-of-the-art systems on popular synthetic and real-life benchmarks. All experiments are conducted on a rack-scale five-node cluster with RDMA and enabled networking. We run two servers on each machine, and each server has a 12-core CPU and one GPU card. To study the single query latency, we compare Wukong G with the Wukong on a single server and a 10-server cluster. Note that the number of heavy queries on the Wukong is evaluated using all threads on each machine. Multi-threading is enabled. And for the heavy queries, Wukong G achieves up to 9 times speed up due to the wisely leveraging high parison of the GPU, and the heterogeneous RDMA communication preserves the good performance on GPU at scale. And for light queries, Wukong G only has a bit slowdown since the redesign of the graph store for query processing on the GPU. Finally, we evaluated the performance of hybrid concurrent workloaders on Wukong G compared with the two different settings of Wukongs. The first is the Wukong default, which uses all the CPU cores to handle both heavy and light queries. And the second is the Wukong isolation, which will dedicate half of the CPU cores to handle heavy and light queries respectively. And in Wukong G, one CPU core and one GPU card are used to handle heavy queries, and the rest of CPU cores are used to handle the light queries. And for heavy queries in the concurrent workloader, the performance of the Wukong default is about 2 times better than the Wukong isolation, since it can use all worker threads to handle the heavy queries. WukongG can further improve the performance of heavy queries much by using advanced hardware features. And for the light query in the concurrent workload, the performance of Wukong default is the worst, since light query are seriously impacted by the heavy queries. And WukongG can further outperform the Wukong isolation in throughput due to offloading the the heavy queries to the GPUs and release more CPU cores for light queries. In conclusion, the Transoft hardware heterogeneous opens new opportunity to rethink the design of query processing systems for hybrid workload. And we try it and get a better result. The source code of WukongG is available at our website and is being merged to the Wukong project. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Any questions? I have a question. So how much of these ideas are applicable also to, let's say, other types of graph processing, like PageRank or similar?
You mean the relation to the PageRank or some graph analytic workload?
What did you say?
I just said you say the PageRank. What's your problem?
I'm just question. Wondering what part of these ideas would be applicable to other graph processing systems that are not RDF graph processing systems. So
our approaches can extend to other systems. I think for the graph analytic systems, they are more focused on to process one job and at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the RDF system, they are graph query system, they will face the concurrent workload. So the large improvement is from to handle the concurrent workload. So I think there are a lot of work to using the GPU to improve the performance of the graph analytic, but they maybe have the heterogeneous workload, I think. So maybe a little bit different, I think.
Okay.